Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. Today, we're going to be talking about my PR visibility plan. So here at Foot Traffic, we talk about the Foot Traffic formula. And in the Foot Traffic formula, our step four is tracking. And we practice what we preach. So we track our podcasts. We track what podcasts do the best, what has the most downloads. And I will tell you that while we were tracking, two of our top podcasts were PR podcasts that we had done in the last, I would say, 6 to 9 months or so on the podcast. And one was Katrina Gravy, one was Christina Nicholson, and I had interviewed them. And I realized you're clearly interested in maybe getting in articles, getting featured in TV, just other different ways to get out there and get in on media. So I figured we've never, besides me interviewing, I've never actually shared my visibility strategy. And I thought today would be a great day to do that. So I've worked with Julie, who's on my team, who helps me from everything to getting people on our podcast, to TV appearances, to getting on different blogs and articles and all of that. We've broken down exactly what we do so that you can take this and create your 2020 or 2021 PR and visibility strategy, okay? So I want to ask you, and I want to get you thinking right now, do you have a strategy? Do you have a system in place? Do you have triggers or reminders that prompt you to get in articles, to get featured in all of these different platforms? Okay. That's step number one. Okay. I really want you understanding that these things, they don't just happen. People don't just get awards or get featured in articles. They're actively getting in there. All right. Now, how many of you have seen the As Seen On? So you're on somebody's website. Maybe you go to one of their landing pages. They're trying to get you to opt in for something. And there's this little section that says like As Seen On. And it might say like ABC, Fox, Entrepreneur Magazine, Forbes, right? Now, how many of you have seen it and you want your own and you want to make sure that you've actually got some really good, credible names there? I was definitely one of those people who wanted it. I now have it. And now I'm actively trying to outdo and get bigger and bigger names to get on there. Okay. But again, that was intentional. That was strategy. And we're going to talk about what that takes and what that's going to look like for you. Okay. Now, I will say this. I 100% believe and agree with the fact that the As Seen On and the credibility and all of that, I believe it does give you more credibility, but I will say this, and why would it give you credibility? Because when somebody doesn't know you and they have no idea your story, who you are, what you've done, why they should come to you, what happens is we want to transfer that know, like, and trust from somebody else, right? So this morning, here's a great example. This morning, I was looking for, what are they called? Oh, I cannot think what they're called, where you hang upside down. What is that called? Somebody tell me. Where you hang upside down and it's good for your back. It's good for like back pain and just a bunch of different things. Okay. And I was looking at them and I didn't know Inversion, I think it's called. I didn't know what brand was good, which one I should go for. And a few things that I found. First, I found one that Bulletproof, Dave Asprey, actually recommends and has endorsed before. To me, credibility. I trust Dave, right? So now I trust this brand that I've never heard of until this morning. All right. So credibility absolutely helps you. But what I want you to understand is I don't think it's 100% necessary for you to sell or to make money. There are tons of businesses that do not have the stamp of approval. They do not have big names that they've been featured on or somebody's been personally recommending them, and they're still making money. So I want you to understand that, yes, you probably want it, and I'm okay with you shooting for it, but I don't want you making up this lie in your head that you can't make money until you get those things, because that's just not true, okay? Now, I've been featured in places like Inc. Magazine, in Forbes, Fox Business. I've had some pretty big names. Now, what I want you to know is those big names did not bring me an influx of people. I wasn't featured in Forbes, and then the next day, tons of people were emailing to work with me. So what I want you to understand here is sometimes that PR and that visibility, it's great for that credibility with your current people, but it doesn't necessarily get you people from those platforms. So if you're desperately trying to get in Entrepreneur Magazine, or you're desperately trying to get in Inc. Magazine, what is the reason and what is the intention? If the intention is to get more clients, I wouldn't go that route, okay? If the intention is to be able to say that you've been featured there, okay, that's better. But at the same time, it's not going to do much for you if you still don't have the right offer, the right person, the right message, the right timing when you go to sell something. So be very careful that you are not thinking you have to have it in order to sell. You have to have a lot of other things in place for this PR or credibility to make sense and to be effective, okay? All right, perfect. So I want you to understand that, because I think sometimes people will get very excited that they're getting this opportunity and they expect their business to blow up, and then they don't feel the effect of it. Same thing when I go to do certain podcasts. There will be some podcasts that I think like, this is it. Everybody's going to hear about me, and everybody's going to love me, and everybody's going to buy the next day. And usually the podcasts I think that about are not the ones that actually do. And then the podcasts that I've never heard of before, they'll just have this like amazing loyal following, and all of a sudden that one takes off, right? I will tell you, the podcast that I have been on somebody else's, that has been the, the most effective, like we've literally gained the most leads and the most clients from it. I had never heard of this person until I was on their podcast. It's crazy how that works, okay? Now, if you don't track, you won't know what's working and what isn't. So when we say in our Facebook group, where did you hear about Stacy? That's one of the places we're tracking. And we can see like, wow, we get people to join our Facebook group every day from this one podcast I was on in the last maybe 3 months, okay? So I want you to understand, you've got to have an intention with your strategy for PR, because you can spend a lot of money and it cannot pan out the way you want, all right? It's more so adding to your resume of places that you've been for the as seen on, and it's more so about letting your current people that already happen to come to you see this and go, okay, she's a little bit more credible than a random person I've never heard of before that has no other referrals or those connections, okay? So make sure to grasp that before you spend an arm and a leg on a PR company or to be like guaranteed placement in this article or something like that. I just had somebody pitch me on a $40,000 investment for some guaranteed opportunities when it comes to PR, okay? Now, what's hard for me is to justify a $40,000 expense for something that's not going to happen for a few months, and that I hope brings me a return on my investment. I'm at a place where I would rather spend $40,000 on Facebook ads and see if we generate that income within a day or two as I start to spend it. It's a lot less risky that way. So be very, very careful, because PR is so expensive. We have our PR right now in-house. To me, it is the best way to go, because you will spend thousands to outsource this, and you're not going to, like, sometimes when you get those gigs or you get that opportunity, it may not bring you any return on your investment. So just be very, very careful. So here's what I want. I'm going to give you some four things that I want you to think about. So number one, I want you to know where your people are coming from. So for instance, if you're tracking your number one source of leads right now, leads and sales, because they are different. Okay. So if you're getting leads from Facebook ads, but your sales maybe come from your free trials or your discovery calls, right? You need to know what both of those are, And we really need to assess what is actually working. So are you asking every client where they heard about you? That's number one, okay? Now, as you start to do this, whether it's a manual process and you're asking, or it's in the onboarding survey or where you collect their information from, maybe where they fill out the cart section, right? Like, where did you hear about us or what made you buy today? This information is gold. Why? Because we want to pour more into what is already working. If you keep doing these random articles, but you're never tracking and you've never asked if anybody came from that Inc. magazine article or that Entrepreneur or Forbes, whatever it is, you've got to be careful, because that is when you're going to blow a ton of money and you're not going to see it come back. Now, I will say, in foot traffic, podcasts, for sure, is a huge way for us to grow our network, invest in those connections, and we see a return on our investment. It's massive for us, okay? In my brick and mortar, honestly, Facebook ads and referrals, like those two things are massive, okay? So that's where I'm going to pour more of my time and energy. So I want you to ask yourself, where do you need to go from here and what is going to help you do that specifically? Now, you will see that in a Facebook ad, I could have it going to a landing page where it says like as seen on or featured in or awarded, and that could be used for credibility on that landing page. Okay. So do you see how it might not give me a direct return on my investment that I can track, but it might help my landing page convert better? Okay. So number three, split test new opportunities. So this is where a lot of people go wrong. They haven't tried new platforms. They haven't tried new sponsorships. They haven't tried paid traffic. So they don't know what will be more effective, right? You always want to test. You always want to try to outdo yourself. So when I say that right now, my people are coming from Facebook ads and referrals, that doesn't mean I'm not trying other things. I'm always trying to outdo Facebook ads and referrals. And we let the numbers decide who wins, but we are always trying to outdo and be better. Number four, track your test projects, okay? And go back to do more with what is working, build those relationships. And we'll talk about relationships here in just a minute, but I really want you to see like where that investment is coming from. Okay. Okay, a couple things I want to share with you. Let's talk about awards. How many of you have seen awards like, what would be a good award? Like the Inc. 5000 list. I was the small business person of the year for Wisconsin. Like that is an award. 40 under 40, maybe your city has something like that. 30 under 30, whatever it is. I've seen like Women of Influence awards and just all these awards. Okay, let's talk about this. First of all, understand that people that get awards, they apply for those awards or they've been nominated for those awards. Rarely is there something where you're just like picked out, like they just found you and they loved you and they awarded you with something. No. So if you're thinking, I've never gotten an award, I wish I would have gotten an award, or I feel like I should be getting awards, the question is, are you applying for awards? Okay. Are you applying? So with the Small Business Award, my bank reached out and said, can we nominate you for this award? Okay. So I want you to understand that it wasn't like I just got it. Somebody like that I worked with, that I have a strong relationship with, a connection with, asked about it. Okay. Now, with these awards, do your research. What is out there? What does your local community offer? What are some nationwide awards that you would be able to qualify for? Okay. Start applying, start having people fill things out, right? Start to make a spreadsheet of when this award releases every year and when are the application dates and when should you start working on it and when should you apply? And here's the thing, you guys, somebody that has an award or two or three probably applied to 20 or 30 or 100. So stop complaining that you haven't gotten acknowledged for anything and start applying for things. Like people don't understand that, right? So start to really create that spreadsheet of what that looks like. We literally have a spreadsheet of all of the things that we could be applying for and trying to get. And honestly, you guys, we get this much of what we apply for. But what's cool is you don't see all the things we don't apply for. You just see the awards we get, right? So start to think about what that could look like for you. Okay. Number two, articles. So help a reporter out, HARO, so H-A-R-O. This can be a very time-consuming process, but it is something that we implement. So I wanted to share it with you. I have somebody on my team, and I want to make sure you're clear on that because it can be very overwhelming and I don't have time to sort through it. But we have somebody on my team who looks at HARO every single day and asks, what would be worth our time? What would be worth, you know, and does Stacey already have something for it? So I might already have an answer to a question, and Julie can go into my database and grab stuff that I've already said, I've already written, I have a social media post, a blog post, a podcast, she can grab that information and apply for me without me having to be involved. Do you know how many articles I've been featured in that I literally did not like write it for the sole purpose of getting featured in that article? And I wasn't even the person that actually submitted it. So I want you to see that this can be something that you can do without your specific time. Okay. Now, as you're looking at something like HARO, understand that you need to figure out what category you are going to be pitching. Is that health, lifestyle, finance, business, et cetera? Understand who the people looking for pitches, they have a solid or strong following, right? So if you're applying to all the things, sometimes the people that are going to feature you or put you on their podcast, they have nobody listening or nobody watching, right? Or they're not even at a level where you would be excited to say like, oh, this is credibility. That might not be a name that has credibility yet. So you've got to be careful, because if you're applying to all of the things, and I don't mean to be like, you're here and they're there. No. Like I don't mean to put somebody at a pedestal. But what I'm saying is, you know what is going to give somebody that comfort, that reliability, they trust them. If you have somebody who has no following putting their stamp of approval on you, it is no different than you not having that stamp of approval, right? If that person doesn't have somebody that they can say, listen, you guys, I love this person, I love this business, you should too. If they don't have that following, that stamp of approval can be pretty worthless, okay? So meaning you're not going to see the return on investment. So just be careful, because saying yes to every opportunity can be very overwhelming, and it can be exhausting, and it can be a really low, small return on your investment. Now, when you start to put yourself out there and say yes to a lot of things, and you start to track where people are coming from, you will start to understand where a good return on your investment is. So you better believe, when we just were on this recent podcast that I told you was by far the best podcast I've ever done, I immediately said to my team, we need to stay connected to this person. Like, this is a great lead for us. We had a great connection, her and I, on the podcast, and her people clearly resonated with me as well, right? So we want to make sure that we find out what's working and pour more into that. How do I go back to this person and say, listen, anything you need, I'm here to serve. I, you know, loved what we did, and let's keep doing more of it, right? There's a win-win in that involved. If you keep saying yes to people and you haven't tracked that, it has done nothing for your business. You're literally spending your precious time on things that are not producing an outcome. You've got to be careful there, okay? So again, I'm not trying to be having you decide like, oh, is this person good enough or big enough? Or no. Is this going to be worth your time? Are you going to get a return on that investment? Okay. And then another thing too, is besides we're looking at like, will this person be a good fit? Are they in alignment? Maybe it's a massive name, but they're in the fitness space and I have nothing to do with the fitness space, and it just doesn't make sense, right? So you've got to be really careful. Another thing, like somebody pitched me recently, it was like, they had a following and an engaged following, but it was like relationships. It was, I think he works with women who were looking to grow, like maybe just like starting a relationship. Okay. That to me. And then it was the time wasn't working out. He was trying to squeeze me in, and I'm like, listen, like to me, it wasn't something that became a priority. There were other things that were becoming more important than that, because it just wasn't 100% in alignment. Okay. Number three, collaborations. So, for instance, we leveraging a podcast. In a podcast, whether you're brick and mortar or online, I really think can be major. Podcasts, yes, let's just address the elephant in the room. Podcasts, you'll hear from many people that podcast numbers are going down. Now, what I will say is, not everybody, okay? We've had record podcast numbers since the pandemic, but have we felt it here and there? Yes. Some people that used to drive in the car every day to work are no longer driving. Some people have literally transitioned out of podcasting in their normal routine. That doesn't mean people aren't listening to the podcast, okay? We have tens of thousands of people that listen to our podcast every single month. Podcasting is not going away. There may have been this temporary weird little glitch, but people are listening. We make money from our podcast. It is still very effective. So please don't let this thought get in your head of like, oh, podcasting's going to go away. It's going to become irrelevant. No, we're all just figuring out our new normal and figuring out when we would listen to a podcast and what that would look like. Okay. So I think having your own podcast is a phenomenal way to get on other people's podcasts. What do I mean? Well, first of all, sometimes you'll pitch yourself to get on a podcast and they don't know you. They're going to say no. There's no credibility there. They're like, nope, sorry. They won't even respond sometimes, okay? But for those people, you can say, hey, would you like to come on my show? It's an easier yes. You'll get way more yeses than people not responding for you to come on their show. And if you hit it off, it's a lot easier to then ask to be on their show, right? After you've done the favor for them and they like the conversation, it was a good conversation, they can feel that you can bring value, that you were good at that interviewing and back and forth conversation, it's an easier way to get yeses. So I will tell you, there have been people that we have purposely invited on our show without flat out asking, like, can I be on yours? We have given first, knowing that it's up to me to do a good job, bring value to the conversation, make that person look like a rock star, really shine a light on them, right? When you do a good job at that, you guys, half the time, I don't even need to ask to be on their show. They already ask me to come on theirs, okay? So I know we're talking about a PR and visibility strategy and other people's platforms, but your podcast can really leverage some amazing stuff. I also think, here's a great example. Susie Orman came on my podcast, okay? Now, the chances of me getting on Susie Orman's podcast, let's be real here, guys, like probably slim to none, okay? But it's an easier yes for her to say yes to me. So we can leverage those big names and leverage the types of people that are coming on, networking, connecting with us, right? And that still can leverage that, how do I say this? Like you can leverage that trust factor. Like obviously Susie Orman is not going on just anybody's podcast. Her team had to do some sort of due diligence, I am sure, on my podcast. It still gives us credibility that she came on our show, even though it wasn't me going on hers. Does that make sense? Okay, so I really want you to start to understand how you could start to do that. So collaborations are massive. Podcast interviews, IG lives, interview, like how do I say this? Instagram lives. If you and I were to do an Instagram live together, what happens is I want you to understand that. Let's say this. Let's say you invited me on your Instagram live show, okay? You might be thinking, all right, let me just say this. I'm trying to like think of how I can explain this in a good way. So let's say I come on yours, but what happens is when I go live, my followers are going to get a notification that I have gone live with you. Do you see how you could be like still interviewing somebody else, but leveraging their audience? Okay. So if you are not working on building collaborations, building your network, you absolutely need to be doing this. Instagram live, IG stories you could be doing to IG story takeovers. You could be doing swaps where like, hey, I'll go on yours. You come on mine. Or it's somebody who you maybe aren't going to be able to get on theirs, but you could absolutely ask them to come on yours, all of that. Now, before, as I said, not all podcasters or influencers are created equal. Some have a million followers and some have 5,000 followers, right? Please do not be offended when a person with a million followers doesn't respond to you. They're getting pitched all day long. That does not mean you shouldn't be attempting to reach out, but you need to do it in a strategic way that's going to give them a reason, a win-win, give them a reason to say yes to you, okay? So the biggest thing I can recommend to you is start getting experience. Start just getting good being interviewed. Start having a better presence on live camera, right? Because here's the thing. I can guarantee you when some of these bigger names have their team do due diligence, they're going to go listen to a podcast. They're going to watch you on a live video. They're going to see if you can hold your own, if you're showing up professionally, and you're going to be, how do I say this? Like, you're not going to hurt their reputation because now all of a sudden they're connected with you. Okay. Number four, because I know people are interested in this too, local TV. So we look at our own market and see who has an audience that would be a good fit. Now, again, I'm not going on local TV to earn all this money with new clients in a day. Again, it's more credibility. It's another way to show, okay, Stacy's been on TV, or like if I show myself holding my book next to somebody on a local TV segment, right? Again, it's credibility. It's somebody actually said yes to this person and did it. Do I make a ton of money after going on live TV? I don't. You guys, I'm being honest because I want you to know like where the benefit is coming in from. The valuable thing there is the screenshot or the little 10-second clip of me saying something on live TV to use later on social media. It's social proof. It's not so much to earn money from that moment. Now, that social proof that I can show later might have somebody on Instagram be like, wow, she really does know her stuff. I'm going to buy her program. So it's not that it's not making us a return on our investment. It's just not something that we can technically see unless somebody actually said to me, I saw you on this show, or after I saw that you were on the show, it made me realize you were the person. Okay. All right. So I hope that is starting to click for you because I want you to see that it's more about the positioning than it is about the return in that direct moment, but the positioning could bring you in more money down the road and people start to go like, oh, cool. This looks like a reputable business, okay? Now, what I want you to understand here is these are not one and done. So awards, you can apply every single year. If you apply for 10 awards this year and you don't get any, please don't just think, okay, well, that stinks. I'm done. No, apply again next year, right? And use everything you've done this year to make a better application next year. So awards are definitely not one and done. The relationships of you doing a podcast interview, you getting on a TV segment, you being featured in Forbes or Entrepreneur, build relationships. This is not a one and done thing. Continue to nurture that relationship. Talk to them, send a thank you card, do whatever you need to do, right? Do your work promoting them. When you start to promote that TV segment all over social media and you keep retagging and shouting them out, they're going to be like, wow, look at this person, like, sharing us nonstop, right? Show them that you're going to be a great partner and why they would want to bring you back on. I love the idea of sending a follow-up thank you card, thank you gift, even a Starbucks gift card, a $5 Starbucks gift card saying, thanks so much for having me on, or thank you so much for that phenomenal article, have a coffee on me, right? Those are appropriate ways to say thank you and to continue to build and nurture that relationship. Now, we have a really amazing episode coming up, not till December. I interviewed Jake Kelfer. We specifically dive into building relationships. So you're going to want to listen to that. He is such a connector. He is somebody that has truly just built what he has built off of these relationships that he does. And he does it in a way that doesn't make you feel like he's using and abusing the situation. It feels like a friend helping out. So definitely make sure to tune into that. That's coming up in December. Make sure you're subscribed to the Foot Traffic Podcast. If you're not, it'll be an exclusive just for the podcast. Because when you hear the phrase, your net worth is tied directly to your network, right? It is absolutely hands down so true. And when Jake and I get on, we're going to talk more about that. Now, if you have questions, if you know that you've got to get in this world and you've got to get out there more and you need more of a plan, definitely comment below. Let us know, because we always use this information to come back and do more podcasts, more episodes, really trying to make this be a really tactical episode where you're actually able to do something. So homework for today, I want you to start to create a spreadsheet of all the places you want to be featured. These would be dream opportunities. And then you're going to start to actually reach out and document so that you have a system where you can go back to and see. Remember, I said this isn't one and done. You can go back and see, did we get a yes? Was this worth it? Should we go back again? Do we continue to build that relationship? What does that look like? Now, tomorrow on Instagram Live, only on Instagram Live, I'm going to be answering somebody's question. Should you start a podcast? Should I start a podcast? That's what they messaged me. So we're going to discuss tomorrow on Instagram Live at noon Central. If you should have a podcast, we're going to talk about brick and mortar versus online, who should jump on that train right now and who shouldn't. And I wanted to mention it today because it really goes hand in hand with today's episode. So join me tomorrow. It's going to be Thursday, October 22nd, noon Central. I will do my best to put it on IGTV after. I will tell you, sometimes Instagram does not like to save stuff, even though we say save it. So catch us live just in case, and I'll do my best to put it on IGTV after. So if you hear this after, you can still do it. Also, I wanted to let you know, if you are in Foot Traffic Formula, if you're one of our members, this month for October, our current clients, we are going to be adding our entire PR module with our pitch scripts, what basically Julie pitches for me, podcast guest tips, your own podcast tips and tricks and things like that, templates, as well as a bonus coaching call with Julie, my podcast producer and PR specialist, and Erica. They're going to be coming on to share all of the behind the scenes. That is included inside of Foot Traffic Formula this month. So you'll have to check out our events tab. If you aren't in Foot Traffic Formula and want to, what are you waiting for? Shoot us an email, hello@foottrafficformula.com, or just DM us. Okay, guys, have a great rest of your week. I hope you love this episode. I'll see you tomorrow on IG Live. Bye, everyone. Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day bootcamp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then you will love the Beginner Bootcamp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytushel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live bootcamp starting on the 1st.